For the last time in 2013, we say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. The women's game will begin at 2 o'clock, the men's game at about 4 o'clock. All totaled, there are three teams rated in the top 25 in the respective divisions playing here this afternoon. The lone one is Dort College. The only one out of the four to not be in the top 25 is the Dort College women's basketball team. And they are a team that, as short as a week ago, was receiving votes in the NAIA poll and took a nationally rated team to overtime here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College versus Hastings coming up here shortly, and let's begin the day by visiting with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos in women's basketball action. The Dort College Defenders take on the Hastings College Broncos, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball today, and Coach Steensma, coming off a loss to Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, bounce back for your team. What are you working on the last 2 days in practice, Thursday and Friday, in preparation for a nationally rated Hastings College team?
We worked on ball movement and just attacking the basket. We worked on a lot of offensive execution things, and also we worked at, you know, defending Hastings. They are very, very proficient offensively, a good team, and they have a lot of different ways that they score. They score very well in transition, thrown in the post, perimeter scoring, and then they play out of their post really well. So there's not really a, you know, what I'd say one thing offensively that they do poorly, which, you know, makes them a handful. That's why they're where they are right now.
What do they want to do in terms of tempo?
They want to push the ball. They want quick transition. And then if they don't get anything, they look to their 6'4 center, Laurel Zwainer, to catch and attack. Or they throw it to the wing and they play a little two-man game. And you'll see it today, the little throw it in the post and cut off the post, or throw it in the post, kick it back out, quick ball screen. You know, it's just good offense. It's hard to guard. It's hard to defend. And we'll have our hands full of those things today.
Three-point shooters, or how much do they rely on that?
They do. They shoot a lot of threes, and they shoot a lot better percentage when they kick it out from the post. So, you know, we'll have to scramble and recover back out of the post really quickly and well, and we'll have to really be focused on what we're doing on the defensive end today.
Your team, when you have the ball, you want to push the issue. I know they've got some size. Some of their big girls, I would think, are going to have some difficulty keeping up with the Caravan Dyke. Is this a day where you push the ball harder than normal?
Well, we try to push the ball pretty hard, so we're just going to try to do that. And I guess we're going to try to make 44 Zwainer defend a little bit more on the perimeter. I think we can do that well. We beat them here last year, and that was one of the keys, was making her guard a lot of the floor and not just the paint. So if we can follow our script or game plan to do that, that will help us score points. And I think that might also get their post players tired.
Without belaboring the point, how do you feel the adjustment is going playing without Jamie Cook? Wednesday was a difficult night, but Thursday and Friday, playing without her, practicing without her, getting reps without her, how is that adjustment coming along?
Yeah, I'd say it's a slow adjustment because of what Jamie did versatility-wise and ball-handling-wise, but it's coming. You can see, you know, having a really good practice Thursday, I felt like Friday might have been one of our best practices. And, you know, people, it takes them a little while to understand, what do I have to do? You know, what do I have to do now that Jamie isn't here? And it's a little different for a number of different people, both starters and reserves for us. So, you know, we'll have our hands full, but it should be a fun afternoon.
God is an artist, and you're made in His image. We worship a God who delights in the creativity and artistry of the humans He created. And that's why the arts are so important at Dort College. If you're an artist, musician, or actor, Dort has a place for you where you can use your talents to glorify our creative God. You can find your place in the studio, in the concert hall, and on the stage. And most of all, you'll find your place in God's world. I'm Choral Director Benjamin Cornelis, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Hastings College women are 3-2 in the league, 10-2 overall, rated number 16 in the NAIA coaches poll. The losses for Hastings are to Northwestern 99-83 and Morningside 76-49. Broncos have strung together four wins in a row over Concordia Sterling, York, and Briarcliff. Jamie Van Kirk leads the team that outscores the team 78.0 to 70.8. She gets 17.4 points per game, and she takes down 4.5 rebounds per outing. Kami Brockman is good for 15.2 points per game and 4.5 rebounds. Laurel Zwainer tosses in 13.4 points per game with a team-high 7.2 rebounds per game. The Broncos are out-rebounding teams 38.7 to 35.1. Hastings is converting 41.5% of their three-point shots, but have been limited at the three-point line, where they have made just 25.8% of their tries. Opponents have 239 turnovers. Hastings has given it up just 198 times through 12 games. For the Defender women, they're 6-5 overall, 2-4 in the GPAC. They've lost three games in a row, with the last win for the Defenders coming against Mount Marty on November 26. The Defenders are averaging 72.5 points per game and allow 70.8 points per contest. Dort's shooting percentage is 40.1%, and they allow opponents to make 37.9% of their shots. Dort College is getting out rebounded by 38.6 to 38.9 margin, but they manage to turn the ball over less than their opponents to the tune of 206 to 194. Elise Marish is good for 16.1 points per game, and she is making 52.3% of her field goals, and she takes in 3.9 rebounds per game. Kara Van Dyke is averaging 12.7 points per game with a team-high 7.9 rebounds, and she is converting 41% of her field goals. Danelle Bone is averaging 8.7 points per game, and she is the top three-point threat, having converted 23 of 65 long shots. Jasmine Skelhaus has a 5.3 points per game average, and Jessica Gelsma's scoring average is 4.3. We'll get to the starting lineup in just a moment. Last time out, Hastings beat Briarcliff in Hastings, 86-68, forced 29 turnovers, held a 43-32 rebounding advantage. Van Kirk had a game-high 23 points, and she had 7 rebounds. Swainer was good for 18 points, and Chanel Farmer came off of the bench to score 12. The Defender women lost to Dakota Wesleyan 81-56 after trailing 33-24. Dort College was limited to 20 of 62 shooting at the Corn Palace, while the hosts made 28 of 60 shots. Elise Marish scored 22 points. Kira Van Dyke had 9 and also had a team-high 12 rebounds. Danelle Bone also had 9 points. Hastings women lead this series 17-4 since it began in 2000-2001. The two teams split their games last season, with Hastings winning on January 2, 73-65. Broncos had a 38-23 rebounding edge in that one. Dort College evened the series last season, splitting the two games as... Dort College won a 73-66 decision after trailing 31-24 at halftime. They erupted for 49 points. Kayla Brookice was 5 of 7 shooting. Brianna Spronk and Jamie Cook both had 14 points. Here then are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they'll start number 11, Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 5.3 points per game. Number 15 is Danelle Bone, a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per contest. Number 21 is Emily Newman, a 5'11 sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 1.7 points per game. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior hailing from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 12.7 points per contest. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota. She is a team-high 16.1 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Abby Chapman, Kayla Brookice, Robin Blunt, Kim Cruz, and Micah Hulse. If you listen to the pregame show, you heard Jamie Cook is still out with her broken hand. For the Hastings College Broncos, they'll start Kami Brockman, a 5'9 senior averaging 15.2 points per game. Abby Jackson's a 5'6 sophomore averaging 4.9 points per contest. Number 24 is Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9 junior averaging 17.4 points per game. Number 25 is Frankie Peterson, a 5'9 senior averaging 6.2 points per game. Seems like she has been around forever. And Laurel Zwainer is a 6'4 junior averaging 13.4 points per game. Again, for Hastings, it'll be Bruckman, Jackson, Van Kirk, Peterson, and Zwainer. For second-year head coach Kerry Hofstetter, Hofstetter was part of the heyday of Hastings College basketball, where they were making regular trips to the national tournament, not just to the national tournament, but winning national titles and also advancing into the semifinal round with alarming regularity out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the Dort College Defenders, they've got to snap a three-game losing streak here this afternoon. It'll be a tall task. Here we go. Hastings in the road blacks, red numbers trimmed in white. Dort College in their home whites, black numbers trimmed in gold. Hastings for the basketball. Broncos will set it up. First possession of the contest. Dort College has the possession arrow after Hastings wins the opening tap. They pass it down low to Zwainer. Zwainer hook shot in the lane. Too strong, no good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it into the front court against Abby Jackson. That's going to be a tough matchup today for the defenders. Jackson has been playing some pretty good point guard for the Broncos. Pass goes right side, Ben Dyke. Ben Dyke, ball fake down to the baseline. Leans in, her shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Foul's going to go on Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk whistled for the personal foul. She slid over a little too late, unable to make the stop on the defensive end. Kara Van Dyke knocks it down from short range. Good to see Kara make that first shot. Aggressive going to the basket was Kara Van Dyke, and the North College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. A foul shot on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, an 83% free throw shooter. First free throw is up, and her only free throw is down. 3-point play for the defenders. They lead it 3-0. Hastings College coming back the other way. Jackson with the ball in between the circles out front. Right-handed dribble guarded there by Jasmine Skelhaus. Man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. They roll it down low to Zwainer. Zwainer backing in. This time the right-handed hook. No good. In-between shot. She couldn't decide whether to swish it through or bank it off of the glass, and she didn't either. Coming back the other way. And I believe the shot clock. Shot clock needs to be reset to 24. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with it on the sideline. They throw it in, give it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Skelhaus gets a screen, picks up the dribble, passes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up on the right elbow, takes it in against Peterson, puts it up, blocked by Peterson, ball's down on the floor. Now it's picked up by the Broncos. Coming back the other way is Jackson. Jackson with the basketball, head full of steam all the way to the hoop, lace it up, lace it down. Abby Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore, racing up the floor, makes it 3-2. Dort College in front by a point. Dort College did not stop the basketball. Right side pass goes over to Bone. Danelle Bone with the ball. Danelle gives it up to Van Dyke. Swinging left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, top of the key, Bone. Bone puts it on the floor one time. Right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman picks up her dribble. She goes right side over to Marish. Faces up, 12-footer, mid-range jumper. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Jackson. Here she comes again. Got to stop the ball. Jackson with the basketball at the top of the key. Still has her dribble. Skelhaus matching up with her there. With it on the right side is Jackson. Jackson still with the dribble, hasn't given up. Now she does. She passes it off to Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the basketball in between the circles. Van Kirk, spin move to the free throw line. Nothing there, Zwainer. Zwainer, 20 feet from the hoop. That's not where she's effective. She passes it down low. Left-handed layup is good. Two-point basket for Cammy Brockman off the assist from Zwainer. And the Dort College defenders trail it 4-3. 4-3, our score, Newman. Newman goes right side, Bone. Bone with the basketball, gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, left side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus penetrates, double team. They brought it hard. Here comes Jackson. Jackson with the basketball takes it in against Newman, puts it up, no good. And Newman's going to be called for the ride out of bounds. I'm convinced if Jackson makes that shot, the foul probably isn't called. And the foul is going to go on Dort College and Newman. So Emily Newman picks up her first personal foul. Free throw on the way for Jackson. Jackson is a 70% free throw shooter. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. 4-3, our score. Dort College trailing. Hastings shooting free throws with a 5'6 sophomore, Abby Jackson. This one's up and down. Jackson makes 1 of 2, and the Broncos lead it 5-3. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes left side to Newman. Newman looking down low. Instead, they go right side over to Bone. Bone looking for the entry pass. Instead, goes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Van Dyke on the baseline. Passes down low, Marish. Marish facing up against Zwainer. Puts it up with the right hand. Sneaks it in. Two-point basket for Marish. Elise Marish ties it up at 5-5. 17:25 left to go in the first half. Hastings basketball, Jackson. Jackson gets it back out front to Bruckman. Bruckman with the basketball. Bruckman with the left-handed layup. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Zwainer. Zwainer off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken out by Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman with the basketball. Bruckman passes on the left side to Van Kirk. Van Kirk will let fly with a three. No good. And now a pushing foul called on Zwainer. Zwainer called for the push on the rebound. Laurel Zwainer whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. The Dort College coaching staff wanted that push called on the initial trip down the floor on that possession. Zwainer went over the top of a couple players to grab an offensive rebound. She was unable to stick it back in. Kim Cruz into the contest for the defenders. Right side, Gelsman. Gelsman tries to pass it down low, and Jackson kicks it, stumbles to the floor. She's all right. She pops back up with the help of Jessica Gelsma. And the defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Actually, on the sideline, free throw line extended. They'll pass it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke fakes the handoff, now fakes it again. She's going to drive right hand, puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Zwainer, and that's number two on Zwainer. And Kira Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Hastings will counter with Sierra Williamson now, so they'll trade 6'4 out for 6' coming in. Van Dyke, free throw, is up and good. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points, and the defenders lead it 6-5. Zwainer checks out of the contest. Free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's free throw is up and good. 5 points for Van Dyke, and the defenders lead 7-5. 16:40 remaining in the first half. Dort College by a deuce. Broncos with the basketball. With it on the left side is Bruckman. Bruckman looking down low. Gives it up Jackson out front instead. Jackson gives it up Van Kirk. Van Kirk all the way to the hoop. Lays it up hard with the right hand from the left side. Good. Van Kirk has been playing pretty good basketball as well for the Hastings College Broncos. She ties it up at the 16-21 mark. With it on the left side is Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Spins into the lane. Nothing there. Cruz back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the left wing. Van Dyke looking, passes it off, left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and it's kicked out of bounds by Jeannie Van Kirk. 16:07 remaining in the first half. Dort College and Hastings tied up 7-7. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. They get the ball inbounded to Gelsman. Gelsman at the free throw line. Comes right side, Bone. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Down low, Marish. Marish puts it up, blocked, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Hastings throwing the ball in. Van Dyke to trigger it. Kara Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke looks for the pass over the top. Nobody's open. Now we'll get it in on the perimeter to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing, attacks the basket, puts it up, short jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out by Van Dyke, out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Dort College going to a defensive switch here. Checking into the contest will be Micah Holst. Checking out Elise Marish. Marish goes 4 minutes and 6 seconds to start the contest. Abby Chapman also checking into the ballgame at the next break. She sprints in front of us over to the scorer's table. Bringing the basketball up is Jackson. Jackson working against Gelsma. Pass goes left side, Bruckman. Bruckman with it on the left wing. Bruckman guarded by Holst. And the layup by Bruckman is good. That's a tough matchup for the defenders. Bruckman 5'9", pretty athletic, able to get around Micah Holst. And the Dort College defenders trail at 9-7. Gelsma into the front court. Jackson working her. Goes right side. They give it up Bone. Bone to the cutter, Cruz. Cruz spins into the lane. Nothing there. Ball faked by Gelsma. Gelsma puts it up. No good. But a foul on the play. Called against Abby Jackson. Creating that play was Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Three of the Hastings College Broncos' four fouls have come on shots. One of them the back end of a three-point play opportunity. Kara Van Dyke 2-for-2 on her other trip to the free throw line, and now Jessica Gelsma misses the front end of the two-shot situation. Emily Newman waiting at the scorer's table. She'll check in for Van Dyke, so Dort College will go with a smaller lineup here. Van Dyke is out. We'll see how long Dort College goes without Marish on the floor. Gelsma with another free throw, trying to draw Dort College back to within a point. Free throw is up. Free throw is down. Dort College trails 9-8 with a basketball. Hastings. Hastings in the backcourt. They give it Jackson. Jackson with a basketball across the half-court stripe. Comes left side. Quick three by Hastings. No good. Rebound taken away by Gelsma. Gelsma with the ball. Here comes Hastings on defense. Jamie Van Kirk trying to get the ball out of the hands of Gelsma. Dort College gets it out front. Cruz. Three-pointer. Good. Jim Cruz, the 5'7 freshman from Hull, with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 11-9. Back we go the other way. Hastings driving in with a left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman outlets to Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. 14:48 left to play first half. Newman left side. Cruz. Cruz another three. Lets it fly. No good. Off the heel. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Dort College picking up the tempo. Right side pass Jackson. Jackson with the basketball on the right wing. Taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma wants to push the ball. Dort College coaching staff exhorting their team on, trying to get this into an up-tempo contest right now. Chapman goes over to Newman. Newman with it out front. Newman gives it up Chapman. Chapman underneath Hulse. Hulse can't catch it cleanly. Gets it on the baseline. Gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma in the lane. Cut the hoop and she is fouled. Jelsma with the two-point basket. She is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College trying to pick up the tempo here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw is up. Free throw is good.
Right there.
With the basketball is Hastings. Hastings with it in the backcourt. Abby Jackson with it on the left side. They give it up to Ben Kirk. Ben Kirk on the left wing. Puts the jumper off the heel. No good. And a foul called over the back. That's going to go against Alex Edwards for Hastings. Edwards whistled for a push foul underneath. And the Dort College defenders have a 14-9 lead. And the Hastings College Broncos are forced to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Broncos. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 14-9 by virtue of Jessica Jelsma hitting a three-point play moments ago. And now Elise Marish attacks the basket hard from the perimeter. Dort College leads 16-9 as Marish is able to spin it up off of the glass for the two-point basket. Bronco basketball. Jamie Van Kirk, they feed it down low. Right-handed shot, tough shot by Hastings, and getting the bucket to go is Sierra Williamson. Williamson with a two-point basket. Dort College trying to push the tempo here. 13:24 remaining. Right-hand side it goes to Cruz. Cruz underneath Marish. Marish puts it up and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. Today's officials, Mike Hempel, Jim Hempel, and Craig Clement. Robin Blount will check into the contest. Kim Cruz will check out. As an aside, we are seeing some new blood on the in the refereeing ranks in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this season. Not a bad thing, just an observation. Hastings College basketball. With it is Autumn Zenon. Zenon with it out front. She's spelling Jackson right now. Zenon with it on the right wing. 1-3-1 zone defense applied by the defenders. They pass it down low. Williamson. Williamson puts it up in the lane. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. And the Hastings College Broncos trying to answer the Dort College intensity with some forced action on the offensive end of their own. It's now 16-13, pending the free throw for Hastings College and Sierra Williamson. Williamson's shot no good. Rebound is poked out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leads 16-13, 12:55 left to play. In this first half, Abby Chapman with a basketball. Chapman, a sophomore from Arvada, Colorado. Hard drive with the right hand. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled on the play. Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Hard to believe the first semester already come to a close on the Dort College campus. Classes have concluded. Testing next week. Abby Chapman, her first semester on the Dort College campus after transferring from Biola in California, has seen significant minutes this year, averaging 4 points per ball game, and that time doing something she doesn't do a lot of, and that is taking the ball hard to the basket. Zenon's pass taken away by the defenders. Jelsma trying to run the ball into the front court. Taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it right side. Chapman. Chapman long three. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Frankie Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. Peterson will bring it up quickly. Passes it off left side over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer with it. They give it up left side over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk wants a screen. Pull up three. Tough shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Chelsma. She turns up the floor. Comes back left side, Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Looking down low, they swing it right side, Jelsma. Jelsma, Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball down to the baseline. Reverses over to Chapman, left baseline. Chapman, kick out past Jelsma. Jelsma, left elbow of the lane. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Give it up, Blunt. Blunt with the basketball at the top of the key. 10 seconds to shoot. They pass it down low, Marish. Marish faces up, goes right, puts it up left. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Williamson. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Dort College to trigger it in. Throwing it in is Chapman. Chapman gets it inbounded. Passes left side. Chapman with it. Chapman loses it. It's down on the floor. And the alternating position, I should say, the shot clock violation will give Hastings the basketball. Dort College leading by 5. Brookice, Bone, and Skelhaus checking in, joining Van Dyke and Marish on the floor. Hastings basketball. Zenon with it. Autumn Zenon with the basketball in between the circles. She's on the right side. Goes over to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the basketball. Van Kirk looking down low. Comes back left side over to Zenon. Zenon with it on the left elbow. Reverses right side, Van Kirk. Van Kirk with the basketball has it tipped away. Out of bounds, last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball after the turnover. Coming back the other way is Dort College. Out front with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up to Kayla Brookice. Brookice to drive to the hoop. Her layup is good. Kayla Brookice with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 20-13. Zenon with it on the left wing. She'll bring it up to the top of the key. Guarded there by Brookice. Right side pass. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Van Dyke. Van Dyke laying out for that one. Unable to reel it in. But she was able to get her hands on it and disrupt the Hastings College offense. Nearing the midpoint of the first half of play. Hastings basketball. With it is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it. Van Kirk working against Skelhaus. Goes right side Zenon. Zenon with the basketball. 9 to shoot. She passes left side over to Farmer. Farmer driving in. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Kayla picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side Bone. Bone open 3. No good, short. Rebound taken down by Van Dyke. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Our score. 20-13 our score. It'll be Hastings College basketball. You can hear the disapproval of the Dort College coaching staff in the background. Hastings for the basketball, Zenon. Zenon working against Brookice. Zenon with it right side. Comes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer with the basketball. They lob it down low for Zwiener, and we've got a foul called on the play. That's going to go on Marish, and I believe that's number 2 on Elise. Marish picks up personal foul number 2. Micah Holst will check into the contest. Throwing the ball in will be Zwiener. Zwiener with the basketball. Zwiener gets it into Peterson. Peterson looking down low for Zwiener. Zwiener with the basketball working on Hulse. Puts up the left-handed hook. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Hulse. Micah Hulse with the basketball. Micah Hulse with it, and she travels with it in the backcourt. So she turns it over. It'll be Dort College on defense. And throwing the ball in for the Broncos is Zenon. Zenon with it over to Bruckman. Bruckman drives in, lays it up, lays it down, and a 3-point play opportunity on the way for Bruckman. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And number 31, that is Kara Van Dyke. That's foul number 1 on Kara. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Bruckman converts the 3-point play opportunity. It's 2016. Brookice looking down low, comes over to Bone. Bone with the basketball up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it at the top of the key. Kara Van Dyke gives it up over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, lobs it down low for Hulst. Hulst, hook shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the ball, feeds Bone out front. Bowen back over to Brookice. Brookice down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke back to Bowen. Bowen, extra pass, Brookice. Brookice puts it on the floor, drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand, good. Brookice with back-to-back buckets for the defenders. Dort College leads 22-16. So Dort College leading 22-16, extending their lead to 6. They have led by as many as 7 today. Zeenan driving right side. And a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders and Micah Holst. Holst whistled for her first personal foul. It's team foul number 5 against the defenders. They lob it down low for Zwainer. Zwainer guarded by Holst. Driving left hand is Bruckman. Bruckman, 2-point basket is good. It's 22-18. 22-18 our score. Dort College coming back the other way. Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to shovel it outside to Bowen. Bowen back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke short corner, right baseline. Out front. Give it up, Skelhaus. Skelhaus can't make the 17-footer from straight on. Coming away with it, Hastings. Hastings, racehorse basketball. A frenetic pace, although it hasn't translated into a high score. Three-point basket by Chanel Farmer. Farmer makes it 22-21, Dort College by a point. And Dort College is forced to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KCR.
As you listen to...
8:27 left to go in the first half. Dort College 22, Hastings 21. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball after the pressure defense applied by Hastings. Brookice with the basketball, has it tapped away from her, tracks it down on the sideline, gives it up, Jelsma. Jelsma has it taken away by Hastings. Bruckman passes ahead to Farmer. Farmer dumps it off Peterson. Peterson shot no good, rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst in the backcourt, she passes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it, left side Newman. Newman down to the baseline, nothing there. Newman comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball to Bowen. Bowen with it at the top of the key. Bowen with it, right side, give it up, Jelsma. Jelsma, lob pass down low, Holst. Holst layup, good. Micah Holst with the two-point basket extends the Dort College lead to 24-21. 7:45 left to go in the half. With a basketball, Jackson. Jackson goes right side, Bruckman. Bruckman puts it on the floor, tough shot, left-hander, no good. But she's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Micah Holst. Micah Holst picks up foul number 2. Two free throws on the way for Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman with 9 points this afternoon. And free throws on the way for Bruckman. Bruckman's first right-handed free throw is up. Won't go down. She's got another one on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Second free throw on the way for Bruckman. In and out, no good. Can't make either one. She came in a 74% free throw shooter. She's 1-for-3 today. Somehow those things have a way of evening out, though, as the day progresses. With the basketball out front is Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up to Bowen. Bowen has her pocket pick. She hits the floor hard. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Right side, Jackson. Jackson, top of the key. Swings it left side, Van Kirk. Van Kirk, pardon me, that's Williamson. Williamson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball, gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma off the floor. She passes right side Bowen. Bowen goes into the corner to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. They give it up left side over to Bowen. Bowen to Holst. Holst turning in with the right-handed hook. Shot no good, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Micah Holst, an 85% free throw shooter. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. And foul goes on Sierra Williamson and is her second. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Micah Holst. A nice sized crowd on hand already for this women's basketball game. Still plenty of good seats available. Shot is up. Shot is good by Hulst. So Hulst makes one of two. 6:57 left to go in this first half. Michael Hulst with 3 points. Coming back quickly, they drop it off. Zwainer. Zwainer's shot no good, and Jessica Jelsma is whistled for the personal foul. Jessica whistled for her first personal, according to my count. We'll see what the official scorekeeper has. For Jelsma, that is her first as I scan the board. First free throw by Zwainer is up and good. Another one on the way for Zwainer. 25-22 pending the second free throw. Hulst seeing a little more extended minutes. With the injury to Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook broke her hand early this week in practice. The initial reports, probably out 4 weeks. With the basketball, they give it up Cruz, and Cruz got the pass from Jelsma, but they call a travel on Jelsma in the process. Hastings College gets the basketball back. It's 25-23, North College by a deuce. Checking into the ballgame for Hastings is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk to throw it in. I beg your pardon, that's Peterson. Peterson throwing it in. Here comes Hastings with the basketball. Jackson. Hastings fighting from behind most of this first half. Shot from the perimeter. Three-pointer is good. A three-point basket by Brockman. Brockman the hot hand here in the first half for the Broncos. She has 12 already here in the first half, and Hastings has taken the lead at 26-25. Newman with the basketball. Comes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it at the top of the key. Jessica spins into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass back over to Bone. Bone with it right side. Comes to Newman. Newman puts it up with the right hand. Her shot is no good. And the rebound is controlled by Hastings. Jackson with the basketball. She lobs it down low for Zwainer. Zwainer, layup good. Zwainer with the two-point basket. She's got three. North College trails 28-25. Hastings on a 7-0 run. 5:38 left to go in the half. North College needs a bucket to stop the momentum. Marish with it on the right wing. Marish comes back over to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Back over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Comes back over to Jelsma. Eight to shoot. Jelsma into the lane. Fires it up. Can't get it to go. Gets it back. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. And the North College defenders back to within a point at 28-27. Hastings basketball. With it on the right side is Jackson. Jackson feeds it left wing. Hastings with the ball. Three-pointer from the perimeter by Brockman. Not good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming away with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma tries to pass it off to Cruz. Cruz sets it off of her foot. And here comes Hastings back the other way. Right side is Van Kirk, and Van Kirk travels with the basketball. Van Kirk travels with it. Dort College gets it back, trailing by a point. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday. This is the final Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball season of the first semester for the defenders. Pass it right side. They give it up Marish. Marish mid-range jumper from 15 on the right wing is good. 6 points for Marish. North College retakes the lead at 29-28. 29-28 our score. Driving left side. Hastings with the basketball. Picking up the dribble is Haley Samuelson, and a foul called on Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal, her first. So free throws on the way for Van Kirk. Van Kirk averaging 17.4 points per game. She's been limited here in the first half with 2 points and now three as she makes her free throw attempt. Knots it at 29. 4:18 left to go in the first half. Hastings has fought back to tie it at 29-29. Jamie Van Kirk, another free throw coming. Van Kirk, free throw is up and good. Van Kirk with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead it 30-29. Trail it, I should say, 30-29. 4:12 remaining. Chapman down low. Marish. Marish puts it up, and a foul on the play called on Samuelson. Williamson. Williamson whistled for the personal. And going to the free throw line will be Elise Marish for a pair of free throws. She's an 82% free throw shooter so far this season. So Marish, the senior from Beersford, South Dakota, puts the first free throw up, and she hits it. She's got 7 first half points. Knots it at 30. Another free throw coming. Our score. Second free throw is up and good. And the Dort College defenders lead 31-30 on a pair of free throws by Elise Marish. Marish out of the ball game with 2 personal fouls. That was foul number 3, by the way, on Sierra Williamson. Coming back the other way, Hastings. Throw it over the top, Peterson. Peterson muscles it up, shot no good, and the defense late in arriving. Who's it going to go on is my question. It will go on Van Dyke, and that's number 2 on Kara Van Dyke. Free throw on the way by Peterson is up and good. Peterson with another free throw coming. Peterson, right-handed free throw is up, and that one's good as well. Back and forth they continue to go, Dort College and Hastings. Dort College had as much as a 7-point lead. Hastings has fought back. Hastings leads at 32-31, 3:54 remaining. With the basketball is Brookice. Brookice with it out front. Ball's down on the floor. And the jump ball, alternating possession. It should be Dort College basketball, and it is. 3:48 left to play in this first half, and Hastings will use their second timeout of the first half of play. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 3:48 left to go in the first half. Dort College inbounding. Chapman throws it in over the top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke feeds it down low for Hulst. Hulst short arms the short shot. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Coming up with the basketball is Haley Samuelson. Samuelson passes right side Jackson. Jackson with the basketball gives it up to Van Kirk. Van Kirk to Morton. Morton with the basketball. Morton goes left side over to Jackson. Jackson out front. Peterson. Peterson drives in, puts it up, and we have a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. Foul called on Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaas. Free throw on the way for Peterson is up and good. Frankie Peterson makes her first free throw. She's got another one coming. And she makes the second one as well. Hastings establishes a 34-31 lead. This is as much as they have led by today. Pass comes right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow. Van Dyke facing up. Puts it up the runner. Too strong off of the glass. Gets it to go anyhow. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. She's got 7. Dort College trails 34-33. Danelle Bone will check in at the next break. With it on the left side is Peterson. Frankie Peterson's pass deflected up. Picked up by Brookice. Brookice unable to track it down, though. Here comes Hastings again. Driving into the lane is Jackson. Jackson the runner. No good. Rebound taken down and a foul on the play called on Skelhaas. Skelhaas will pick up the personal foul. And Jasmine has just picked up her second personal. To the free throw line for the Broncos will be Haley Samuelson. Samuelson to shoot a pair. 3 for 4 this season. And now 4 for 5. Another one on the way. 35-33 our score. Hastings in front by 2. Haley Samuelson with another free throw. This one's up and good as well. So Samuelson makes them both. And the defenders trail 36-33. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles, and Jessica Jelsma is called for a charging foul. Cleared a little bit of too much room for herself with her forearm coming through. Michael Holst will check out of the ballgame. Emily Newman will check in. On the floor for the defenders, it's Jelsma, Newman, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Bone. For Hastings, they are countering with Peterson, Brockman, Jackson, Samuelson, and the other players, Chelsea Morton. Driving in is Jackson. Jackson able to get to the rim, tries to lay it off for a teammate, and it's tapped out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 2:23 left to go in the first half of play. Hastings basketball throwing it in, and they get the ball inbounded over the top. Brockman with the basketball. She's had the hot hand, and the pass is out of bounds, last touched by Hastings. And Chelsea Morton, it'll be North College basketball. Inbounding the basketball is Emily Newman. Newman throws it into Jelsma. Jelsma will bring it up. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up Newman. Newman with the basketball. Trying to feed it down low is Jelsma, and it's tapped. Pass was intended for Van Dyke. Taken away by Jackson. Jackson on the right wing. Jackson gives it up to Cammie Brockman. Brockman with the basketball. Brockman, left side, to Morton. Morton with the basketball. 15 to shoot for the Broncos. Peterson directing traffic from her right-hand side on the wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, gets it away. Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Jelsma passes left side over to Bone. Donnell Bone with it. Bone goes right side, Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Donnell Bone. Bone underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke down on the floor after now a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Hastings basketball, I believe. Hastings gets the basketball back. North College has used a couple of timeouts. Beg your pardon, Hastings has used a couple of timeouts. At halftime, we will check what's happening around the conference, try to track some scores down. Hastings on the right wing with it. They have it out front. This is Jackson. Jackson feeds it down low. Tough shot by Brockman as she tried to post up. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Hastings. Now it's loose. Picked up by Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball. She goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke quickly up the floor with the basketball. She goes left side. And it's taken away by Hastings. Broncos coming back. Broncos with the basketball on the right wing. They pick it up. Pass it left side to Cammie Brockman. Brockman with it. Back over to Jackson. Jackson, three, good. Abby Jackson with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail 39-33. 35 seconds and counting, first half. Driving in is Bone. Bone leaves the layup short. Here comes Hastings. Hastings basketball quickly up the floor. They're pressing the issue now. Samuelson with it on the left wing. They can hold for the final shot if they so desire. Hastings basketball. This is Jackson. Jackson in between the circles out front. Jackson, 10 seconds, still has her dribble. She passes down low, Brockman. Brockman, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the rebound. And Kim Cruz will walk the other way and shoot two free throws for the defenders. 5.2 seconds remaining. So Kim Cruz, who had a three-pointer earlier today, goes to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. So free throw on the way is up and good for Kim Cruz. Cruz makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. So the second free throw coming. North College trying to trim it down to a four-point ball game. 5.2 seconds left to go in the half, and she misses that one off the heel. 39-34, here comes Hastings. 3 seconds, two, one, shot at the buzzer, off the front of the iron, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Hastings 39, North College 34. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Hastings College Broncos 39-34 at the half. Some wild basketball taking place in the GPAC today already. Halftime of women's basketball. If this is any indication, we might see some really high scores before this day is over. Take a look at the box score. The totals for the Dort College Defenders, who are down 39-34 at halftime. Dort College led by as many as 7, 20-13. Hastings took the lead for the first time, other than an early advantage, at 26-25. Teams traded buckets for a while, and Hastings extended the lead up to as many as 6 at 39-33. A Kim Cruz free throw made at 39-34, and that's where we're at halftime. Hastings currently 12 for 31 from the floor, 38.7%, 3 for 8 on three-pointers, 37.5%, 12 for 16 on free throws, 75%. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 11-23 from the floor, 47.8%, 1 for 4 on three-pointers, 25%, 11 of 13 on free throws, 84.6%. Hastings, 16 rebounds, Dort College with 18. Turnovers, Dort College 12, Hastings 6. That has translated into 8 more field goal attempts for the Broncos and 3 more free throw attempts for the Broncos as well. So they have turned 6 turnovers into more offensive opportunities, and that has helped translate into a 39-34 advantage for the Hastings College Broncos at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. Individually, Hastings is led today by Cammie Bruckman with 12 points. Abby Jackson has 6. Bruckman is 5 of 11 from the floor, 1 for 3 on threes and 1 for 3 on free throws, so she left some points out there as well. She did that in 14 minutes of play here in the first half. Jackson with 6 points, 4 each for Jamie Van Kirk, Frankie Peterson, and Laurel Zwiener, 4 for Sierra Williamson off of the bench, 3 for Chanel Farmer, 2 for Haley Samuelson. For Dort College, Elise Marish with 8 points, 7 for Kara Van Dyke, 6 by Jessica Jelsma, 4 for Kayla Brookice, 4 for Kim Cruz, 3 for Micah Hulse, 2 for Abby Chapman, for their total of 34 points. Hastings College has 2 players with 3 rebounds each. They are Jackson and Samuelson. They have another 3 with 2 rebounds each, Bruckman, Peterson, and Zwiener. For Dort College, they are led in rebounding by Jessica Jelsma with 4 and Micah Hulst with 4. 2 each for Emily Newman and Kara Van Dyke. 3 different players have 1 assist for the Defenders. 2 different players have 1 assist for the Hastings College Broncos. 2 steals for Cammie Bruckman and Abby Jackson. And the Dort College Defenders trailing 39-34 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Back with a look at the scores from around the conference at halftime in women's basketball play. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
The what?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores look like this in the conference in women's play. Hastings over Dort, 39-34. Concordia 62, Mount Marty 40 at halftime. Northwestern 41, Midland 34 at halftime. Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside leads it 34-26 at the half. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan will be playing basketball this evening at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. coming up next week on KDCR in terms of athletic broadcasts. We've got one doubleheader. That'll be Dort College at Martin Luther. New Ulm, Minnesota. Non-conference basketball play. Start time is 5:30 for the women, 7:30 start time for the men. That is this Thursday in New Ulm, Minnesota. GPAC women's basketball standings heading into play today. Northwestern 5-0, Concordia and Midland both 5-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-1. Hastings, Briarcliff 3-2 and 4-3 respectively. Morningside is 2-3. North College 2-4. Doan 1-5. Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan both 0-5 in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. That's on the women's side of things. Let's take another break and be back with second half action for the women's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. With a basketball to start the second half of play. Dort College has it. Newman. Newman into the lane. Spin move. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Emily Newman with her first 2 points this afternoon, and the Dort College Defenders trail it 39-36. Newman averaging 1.7 points per game. Dort College trailing 39-36. With it out front is Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. They feed it right side Bruckman. She lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up to Marish. Marish, right side, underneath Newman. Newman, layup good. Bone with the assist, the basket to Newman. Newman with back-to-back buckets to start the second half, and the Dort College Defenders own a four-point run. They trail 39-38, does Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charge to Hastings. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Abby Jackson with the basketball out front, guarded there by Skelhaus. Gets a step, stops on the baseline. Her short jumper is not good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, traffic clear. She's going to bring it up court herself. Kara ahead to Marish. Marish with it on the right wing. Cross-court pass, Bone. Bone swing it back. Jasmine Skelhaus, three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Deep right corner. Underneath, posting up Marish. Marish right side, fakes left, goes right. Shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Zwainer. Zwainer with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson with it up front. They feed it to Peterson. Peterson puts it on the floor, leans in. Her shot is no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball to Newman. Newman driving in, splits the defense, and Emily Newman is on fire in the second half. She has scored six in a row for the defenders. Dort College has retaken the lead at 40-39 on back-to-back-to-back buckets by Newman. With it on the left side, Dort College with the bat on the defense. That's Peterson. Peterson gives it up to Bruckman. Bruckman driving in, stops, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Zwainer. Zwainer's shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play. And Laurel Zwainer will go to the free throw line. That's going to go on Jasmine Skelhaus, and that's number three on her. And free throws on the way for Zwainer. Zwainer with a pair. She's got 4 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 5 points for Zwainer. Knots it up at 40-40, pending another free throw. Skelhaus is out. Checking in is Jessica Jelsma. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 41-40. Hastings retakes the lead. 6 points for Zwainer. Nearly halfway to her season average. Pass right side of the basketball. Is Bone. Bone goes high post. Van Dyke. Van Dyke sets. 15-footer is short. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Bruckman into the front court. Hastings trying to reestablish a 3 or 4 point lead. Pass goes down low to Zwainer. Zwainer with the basketball. She's got it on the left side. Faces up. 12-footer off the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Out left pass over to Jelsma. Here she comes. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Goes right side. To Marish. Marish squares up. Her 12-footer, right side, no good. Rebound controlled by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. She passes it to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound corralled by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. for College with the basketball. Jelsma in between the circles. She goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma comes right side over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone. High post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings, right side with it is Abby Jackson. Jackson gives it up, left wing, three-pointer is off the mark, no good by Alex Edwards. Rebound, though, taken away by Bruckman. Bruckman with it, fires it back outside for Edwards. Edwards to Bruckman. Bruckman, ball fake, and we've got a hand check called on the Dort College defenders and Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma has just picked up her third personal. 16:39 left to play in this first half, in this ball game, I should say. Newman and Marish are out. Checking into the contest for Dort College, you've got Cruz and Hulst. They get the ball inbounded to Edwards. Edwards back to Bruckman. Bruckman plants it on the back iron. No good from three. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Up the floor with it is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone with it to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up. Cruz. Cruz with it on the left wing. Cruz looking. She's got her on the three-point line. Comes back over to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma comes back out front. She's got it on the left side. Five to shoot. Puts it up from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Edwards. Alex Edwards with the basketball. Edwards gives it off to Jackson. And the shot no good as Jackson attacked from the left-hand side. Pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz setting the offense. Comes back over to Van Dyke. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Caravan Dyke directing traffic. Puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Back over to Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Her shot is good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders retake the lead at 42-41. 42-41 our score. With it is Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson comes right side. Three-pointer is good. Jamie Van Kirk knocks down the three. She's got seven. Got to make sure they mark her up wherever she is. Hastings with the two-point lead. Averaging 17 points per ball game. You know that she's going to come up and make some shots eventually. Pass goes down low to Hulst, and Hulst is fouled from behind. That foul is going to go on Sierra Williamson. Williamson picks up her fourth. Zwainer is back in. Williamson is out. 15 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Dort College inbounding Abby Chapman. Chapman drops it off inside for Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Comes back over to Marish. Marish to Blount. Blount down to the baseline. Scoops it up with the left hand. Good. Robin Blount with a two-point basket. And we're tied at 44. 14:46 remaining in this ballgame. With it on the left side, Hastings. This is Alex Edwards. Pass goes down low. Zwainer. Zwainer. Right-handed shot in the lane. No good. Now foul called on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Robin Blount. Robin Blount picks up the personal, her first, team foul number three, and Jessica Jelsma will check out of the ballgame. Jasmine Skelhaus will check back in. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Jackson. Abby Jackson triggers it in, comes back out front to Alex Edwards. Edwards, left side Bruckman, Bruckman to Jackson. Jackson down to the baseline, and she's tripped up on the play by Jasmine Skelhaus. And Jasmine has just picked up her fourth personal. Jessica Jelsma pops back up off of the bench. She will check in. Skelhaus is out. Wrong place, wrong time for Jasmine. Got her feet tangled up with the point guard Jackson. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Hastings gets it inbounded to Chanel Farmer. Farmer gives it up Zwainer. Zwainer, spin move in the lane. Shot is blocked by Hulst, but a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal foul, her third. And two free throws on the way for Zwainer. Zwainer with six points so far. She had four in the first half. And she's got seven now, reestablishing a lead for Hastings, 45-44, 14-18 remaining in the contest. That's in regulation. Second free throw is good. 46-44 Hastings, and the Broncos have the basketball, bringing it up for the defenders for the basketball. They pass high post to Marish. Marish with it on the right elbow. Marish facing up, comes back over to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt to Jelsma. Jelsma all the way through with the left hand. Up front, Chapman. Chapman looking. Comes back over to Marish. Marish feeds it down low, Hulst. Hulst with the left hand. Her shot is blocked. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Marish will put up the long three. Misses everything but the bottom of the backboard. And they will call the shot clock violation. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings inbounding the basketball, bringing it up. Broncos have it. Abby Jackson. Jackson with it on the right side. Abby Jackson still has her dribble alive. She passes over to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Micah Hulst. Comes over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Chapman. Chapman into the front court. Chapman looking. Comes back over to Jelsma. Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor. Might have got away with a travel. Comes back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman, three, misses everything short, no good. Marish saves it into Blunt. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Long two by Jelsma, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Well, North College is down two, but very important next 2 or 3 minutes, I think. We'll see what happens. With it on the right side, Bruckman looking down low, Zwainer. Finds Zwainer. Zwainer working against Hulst. Shot off the glass is no good, but Micah Hulst is called for the personal foul. And Micah's just picked up foul number 4. So Micah Hulst whistled for her 3rd personal. I had it as 4, but they've only got 3 officially. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Zwainer. Zwainer. I beg your pardon, that was foul number 4 on Micah Hulst. Thought we had that initially. Free throw is up and good for Zwainer. Zwainer now with 9 points. And she is a perfect 7 for 7 from the free throw line so far. And she misses that one. 7 of 8. Long rebound, though. And it's tipped out. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be North College basketball again. North College with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. And the Hastings College Broncos will set up their defense. On the floor for the defenders, it's Van Dyke, Jelsma, Bone, Marish, and Brookice. Ball comes in to Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Kayla working it up as her pocket pick. Taken away by Chanel Farmer. Farmer with a left-handed layup, good. Chanel Farmer with 5 points, and we're deadlocked at, Hastings has now extended the lead to 48-44. North College down by 5, actually, 49-44. Forgot to factor in that free throw in my running tally. Van Dyke, three-pointer, trying to cut it to 2 off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic, shot no good, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Elise Marish shooting free throws. She's got 8 points, a team-high 16.1 points per game average. So the free throw on the way for Marish is up and good. Marish with 9 points. And another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Marish makes them both. And the defenders have a double-digit score. They trail 48-46 to Stork College. 49-46, that is. They cut it down to a 3-point ball game. Well, the basketball is Jackson. Jackson goes right side over to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk puts it on the floor. Van Kirk unable to control it. Now picks it up. Jumper from 12. Right side on the busted play is good. Van Kirk now with 9. North College trailing 51-46. Pass goes left side with a basketball. Is Brookice. Brookice tosses it away. It'll be North College on defense. Inbounding the basketball is Frankie Peterson. Peterson gives it up to Abby Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson with it in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. Goes right side. With it is Van Kirk. Van Kirk working it at the top of the key. Back over to Jackson. 15 to shoot. Jackson with it on the right side. Feeds it down low to Zwainer, and we've got a push foul called on Marish. That's her third. Bonus time for Hastings the rest of the way. So Marish has just picked up a third, and Hastings threatening to just stretch this out just a little bit more. First free throw is good for Zwainer. Zwainer with another one on the way. Zwainer, this is her 10th free throw shot today. Thus far, she's 8 for 9, and now 9 for 10. Zwainer establishing position down low. Dort College has gotten into foul trouble. Dort College trailing by 7, 53-46, and Hastings is threatening to pull away. Mentioned moments ago that this was an important 3 or 4 minutes coming. Pass comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, kick out pass Brookeis. Brookeis to the left block, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, gives it up Marish. Marish against Zwainer, puts it up blocked from behind by Zwainer. Rebound taken away, here comes Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson, left side it goes to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it on the wing. Van Kirk, jumper in the lane, fading away, tough shot, she gets it to go. Tough to defend that, she's got 11. And the defenders trail, 55-46. Hastings has gone from trailing 42-41, and actually we were tied at 44-all. Hastings has outscored Dort College 11-2 since then, and now we stand at 55-46, Hastings by 9. With 10:42 left to go in the game, back with more after this. 10:42 left to go in regulation. Hastings has opened up a 55-46 advantage. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. Let us settle. You'd appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Jelsma has her pocket picked by Hastings. Chanel Farmer. Farmer with 7. And the defenders trail by double digits, 57-46. Van Dyke has her pocket picked from behind. Hastings comes away with a loose basketball. And now Jackson will walk it up. Hastings with the lead, in control. They kick it left side. Baseline jumper is good. A three-point basket by Chanel Farmer. She's got 10 points. And Hastings on a 16-2 run. Over the last 4.5 minutes, steal by the Broncos. Coming back the other way, Peterson. Peterson with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders go, come out of the timeout. And they get outscored, 7-0. Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. On the span of about 4 minutes, we've gone from tied 44-44 to Hastings leading 62-46, an 18-2 run by the Broncos. Broncos in front, Dort College with the basketball, and now they've got to fight their way back in, and that one went from 9 to 7 very quickly. Jasmine Skelhaus has it taken away from behind. Farmer's shot no good, but crashing the boards is Peterson. Peterson layup is good. Frankie Peterson with 6, and the Dort College defenders trail 64-46. Pressure defense applied by the Broncos. Van Dyke lays it up, lays it down. Two-point basket for Kara Van Dyke. She's got 9 in the defenders' trail, 64-48. Hastings with the basketball. Abby Jackson. Jackson picks up her dribble. Cruz comes out to match up with her. Out front with it is Alex Edwards. Edwards on the right wing. Edwards passes it right side back over to Farmer. Farmer dumps it down low. Peterson. Peterson jumper baseline good, and Hastings can't miss right now. They've got 8. Dort College trails, Peterson has 8. Dort College trails 66-48. It can change quickly. And a foul on the play called on Chanel Farmer as she's whistled for the hand check on Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaus. And the defenders will have the basketball trailing 66-48. Pass goes high post, Marish. Marish over to Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key, driving the lane. Might have traveled with it. Layup is good. Kim Cruz with 8 points. Stuart College gets a bucket back. They trail 66-50. Now Dort College has to reverse their fortune just as quickly as Hastings. Blew the lead up. Peterson passes left side to Chanel Farmer. Comes back over right side. They feed it to Edwards. Edwards on the right wing. Shot is up in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it off to Skelhas. Skelhas quickly up the floor. She goes right side. Bone. Bone. Van Dyke. Reversal. Cruz. Cruz sets. Fires three. Good. Three-point basket for Kim Cruz. Cruz with 11. And the defenders trail 66-53. 8 minutes remaining, and now Hastings will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Every square inch.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings 66-53. 8:01 left to play in this contest. So Hastings will throw the ball in right side of the floor as you face the Hastings basket near midcourt. Throwing it in will be Jackson. Jackson gets it inbounded to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk will walk it up against Jasmine Skelhas. Van Kirk with it on the right side. Van Kirk feeds it down low. Zwainer. Zwainer jump hook is good. Zwainer with another two. She's got 13. That's her season average. Dort College trails 68-53. Shot in the lane by Cruz is good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got 13 in the defender's trail, 68-55. 68-55, our score with a basketball. Right side is Van Kirk. Van Kirk with it, shovels it down low. Jump hook by Zwainer, no good. Michael Hulst has it tipped away from her out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College has the basketball and bringing it up is Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up to Cruz. Cruz, Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper in the lane is good. Kara Van Dyke with 11 points. Dort College trails 68-57. Jackson out front with the basketball, 6:50 left to play. They pass it down low to Zwainer. Zwainer puts it up with the right hand, good. Laura Zwainer with the two-point basket. Dort College forced to play behind her because of foul trouble, and Dort College can't stop the post player right now. She's got 15. Pass goes left side to Cruz. Cruz trying to save it from going into the backcourt. Turnover by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Marish will check in. Checking out is Hulst. Dort College has Cruz, Skelhas, Bone, Marish, and Van Dyke on the floor. Pass goes left side. With the basketball is Bruckman. Bruckman feeds it down low. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Coming up with it in the lane. Shot no good by Edwards. And a foul on the play called on Dort College. And it'll be free throw time for Hastings. Foul's going to go on Kara Van Dyke, her third. Laurel Zwainer to shoot two. First free throw is up and good. Actually, the front end of a 1-1. She wasn't fouled in the act of shooting, but she makes the first one, so it's of no consequence. 16 for Zwainer. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So 17 for Zwainer. 13 of them in the second half. Dort College trails by 15, 72-57. Picking up the dribble, left side it goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball out front. Kim feeds it to Van Dyke after the pick and roll, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chanel Farmer, her second. And Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Kara Van Dyke with 1,057 points up to this point, closing in on the top 10 now. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got 12 points today. Entered play with 1,046. Jill Van Essen, who played for Dort College from 1992 to 1996. That's 1,059, so, and she's at number 10, so Van Dyke misses the second free throw. She's 2 points shy of the top 10. Dort College trails 72-258, 5:58 left to play. Hastings basketball. Out front with it is Bruckman. Bruckman gives to Zwainer. Zwainer with it on the left side. Zwainer, right side. Three-pointer is up and good. Making the three-point basket is Alex Edwards. And the defenders trail 75-258. Dort College down 17, so they made a run to get back to within 13, but that is as close as they would get. Actually got it down to 11 at 68-57. And now Hastings threatening to stretch it out again. Reach-in foul called on Hastings and Abby Jackson. Jackson whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College not in the bonus yet. Brookeis will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in to Newman. Newman, left side it comes to Cruz. Cruz, shot in the lane, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings, it'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Van Dyke. And now who's going to throw it in? Van Dyke gets the play from the sideline. Marish, they look for her on the cut. Instead, they go over to Brookeis. Brookeis, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish shot, good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Elise Marish makes the basket. She's got 12 and shooting for 13 here. As long as we're talking about players, career numbers, Elise Marish with nearly 700 career points. She is currently 31st all-time and makes that free throw. Three-point play for Marish. 15 for Elise Marish. Beg your pardon, 13. And the defenders trail 75-61. Dort College has to try and press the issue here over the next couple of minutes to get it down to single digits. Doing so, though, allows Hastings to get through the trap. Shot is up, no good by Zwainer. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two more. This will be the 13th and 14th free throw shot by Laurel Zwainer. Zwainer shooting two. It's 5:09 left to play. First free throw is good. Another one on the way for Laurel Zwainer. 76-61, Hastings in front. 18 points for Zwainer. She's done the bulk of her damage from the free throw line. Makes that free throw as well. It's 77-61. Zwainer with 19 points. That's game honors. Dort College turns it over on the other end. And now the Hastings College Broncos will be throwing it in right side of the line, right side of the floor. They get the ball inbounded to Bruckman. Bruckman up the floor quickly. It goes to Chanel Farmer. Farmer splits the defense, drives in. Her layup is good. Chanel Farmer with 12 points. And the defenders trail 79-61. Hastings definitely in the driver's seat. Steal by Farmer. Farmer racing the other way. Lays it up. Lays it down. And a foul on the play called on Kim Cruz. Point ball game. So 81-61, Hastings in front. 4:41 left to play in this ball game. And shooting a free throw will be Chanel Farmer. Farmer's free throw is up and good. Farmer makes the free throw. It's 82-61. Hastings in front by 21. Driving in is Jelsma. Jelsma's shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Jessica will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throw's on the way for Jessica Jelsma. 82-61. Hastings in the driver's seat. Free throw by Jelsma is up and good. This was a tie ball game, 44-44, with 14:46 left to go in the contest. Over the last 10 minutes or so, Hastings has struck for 36 points. Jelsma makes both free throws. It's 82-63, Dort College trailing. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings 82-63 with 4:34 remaining. points today for Laurel Zwiener. She's been a handful. All but six of them have come from the free throw line. She's 13-14 from the charity stripe. Coming back the other way with a basketball is Chanel Farmer. Farmer with it up front to Alex Edwards. Edwards with a basketball. Edwards gives it up to Abby Jackson. Jackson with a basketball. Jackson to Zwiener. Zwiener goes down low. Bruckman. Bruckman with a left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Zwiener. Zwiener, two-point basket is good. 21 for Zwiener. Dort College trails 84-63. Dort College made a run to get back to within 11. Hastings has responded. Gelsman dumps it off for Marish. Marish shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke unable to get it. And a tie up on the play. Alternating possession, it will be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Alex Edwards. Edwards hands it off instead to Jackson. Jackson will bring it up. Jackson with the basketball. And Jackson takes it across the timeline. She passes left side Zwiener. Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener looking. Picks up her dribble. Comes back, right side Jackson. Jackson with it on the right wing. Jackson testing the waters. Comes back over to Zwiener. Zwiener to a posting up. Brockman, and now the ball's down on the floor. Tie up. It will be Dort College basketball in the alternating possession. Well, barring a huge comeback, the Dort College defender losing streak is going to reach four. And when you go through the Great Plains Athletic Conference, those things are going to happen. You got to find ways to scrape out wins where you can. Dort College has lost to some nationally rated teams, obviously, in that run. Square up, knockdown jumper, Elise Marish. Marish with 15, and the defenders trail 84-65. Coming back the other way, Zwiener. Zwiener missed the shot inside. Rebound Zwiener, though. Zwiener off of the glass, good. Laurel Zwiener with another 2 points. She's got 23. And the defenders trail 86-65. Van Dyke to Gelsma. Gelsma on the right elbow of the lane. It's taken away by Laurel Zwiener. It was poked free initially by Jackson. Zwiener came up with it. Jackson with the basketball. She passes left side over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer to Bruckman. Bruckman has a block by Marish. Taken away by Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball. Gelsma tries to pass it off. It's taken away by Farmer. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. They drive in. Shot is up. No good by Bruckman. Rebound tipped out. 2:10 remaining. And the Hastings College Broncos with a 21-point lead have stretched this out. And reserves checking in for Dort College. That is Skelhaas, Blunt, and Chapman on the floor for the defenders. Dort College stepping out of the conference this Thursday. Driving in with a left hand. Shot is up, no good by Jackson. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College will have lost four in a row after today. They've lost to nationally rated Briarcliff and Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan was in the receiving votes portion of the ratings. And Hastings is also in the top 25. Pass down low to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a two-point basket. And I believe Van Dyke now has 14. Dort College trailing 86-67. 1:40 remaining in the contest. Out front is Jackson. Jackson gives it up left side to Autumn Zenon. Zenon down to the baseline. Zenon reverses it over to Jackson. Jackson jumper no good. Dort College caught standing as the ball comes off of the rim. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Skelhaas. 1:20 left to go in the ballgame. Right side pass, Chapman. Chapman will let fly with a three off the iron. No good. Rebound fought for. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be York College basketball. Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame. Micah Hulst is in. Chapman to throw it in for the defenders. So Abby Chapman to throw it in. Chapman right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lobs it in over the top to Hulst. Hulst misses the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Zeenan. Zeenan with the basketball. 1 minute remaining. Pass comes left side. Hastings into the lane. Kick out pass to Williamson. Williamson to Zeenan. Zeenan with the basketball. Hastings flexing their muscle here in the final 15 minutes of the ball game. This was a tie game at 44-44 with 14:46 remaining. And on the putback by Zeenan, Zeenan makes it 88-67. 88-67, 40 seconds remaining. For the right side, they go over to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Comes to Blount. Blount puts the shot up. No good off the back iron. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Coming back the other way. 25 seconds and counting. Pass to Zeenan. Zeenan with the ball. Zeenan. Right side to Morton. Morton with the basketball on the wing. Morton comes back over to Samuelson. Samuelson, they lob it down low. Kick out pass to Williamson. Williamson, Zeenan. Zeenan, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Abby Chapman. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Firing it is Blount at the buzzer. No good. And that's our final. Hastings College 88, Dort College 67. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap-up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This one got away from the defenders in the final 15 minutes or so. This was a 44-44 ball game with 14:46 remaining. And the Dort College defenders outscored the rest of the way, 44-23, as Hastings wins their 11th game of the season and their fourth in conference play against two losses on both sides of that equation. Dort College falls to 6-6 overall, 2-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and they will try to snap a four-game losing streak when they go to Martin Luther in New Ulm, Minnesota on Thursday of this week. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College defenders trailed at halftime 39-34, led briefly to start the second half when they got six straight points by Emily Newman. They led at 42-41. That was the only time they would lead, though, they did lead 40-39. And again at 42-41, and then it was tied 44-all, and Hastings took the lead for good at 46-44. Dort College was 24 of 54 from the floor, 44.4%, 2 of 11 on threes, 18.2%, 17 of 20 on free throws for 85%. For the Broncos, they were 29 of 72 from the floor, 6 of 17 on threes, 24 of 29 from the free throw line. Dort College out-rebounded Hastings 42-36. Turnovers, Dort College 25, Hastings 7. A lot of those turnovers came in that critical 5-minute mark from about the 14:46 mark to the 10-minute mark. And that is where some of those turnovers occurred and resulted in easy baskets for the Broncos on the other end. Dort College was led in scoring by Laurel Zwieners. Hastings was led in scoring by Laurel Zwiener with 23 points. She was 5 of 14 from the floor, 13 of 14 on free throws. 15 points for Chanel Farmer off of the bench. 12 points for Tammy Bruckman, 11 for Jamie Van Kirk, 10 for Frankie Peterson, 8 for Alex Edwards, 4 for Sierra Williamson, 2 for Haley Samuelson, 2 for Autumn Zeenan, and 6 for Abby Jackson for their total of 88. For Dort College, they were topped by Elise Marish with 15 points. Kara Van Dyke had 14. Kim Cruz had 13. 6 by Emily Newman. 8 for Jessica Jelsma. 4 for Kayla Brookeis. 2 for Abby Chapman. 2 for Robin Blount. And 3 for Micah Hulst for their total of 67 points. Rebounding totals, Kara Van Dyke took down 11. 6 for Jessica Jelsma. 6 for Micah Hulst. 5 for Elise Marish, 3 for Abby Chapman. for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener had 8 rebounds, 5 of them offensive. 5 for Cammie Brockman, 5 for Abby Jackson, 4 for Haley Samuelson. Abby Jackson had 4 assists to pace Hastings College. 2 assists for Danelle Bone. 6 other players had 1 assist each for the defenders. 4 steals for Abby Jackson, 3 for Cammie Brockman, 6 for Chanel Farmer. 2 steals for Kayla Brookeis. North College had a total of 4 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World postgame wrap. And Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, I take a look at the stat sheet, and I see a lot of good things that happened. You shot the ball okay from the field. You shot the ball well from the free throw line. You out-rebounded Hastings. The one that glares, though, is those turnovers. And when this game turned from a 44-44 tie into Hastings pushing the lead up into double figures, those turnovers were a big part of it.
Right. You hit it on the head, Mike, and we talked about that beforehand, how absolutely critical it would be to be ball tough and take care of the ball. And they got some bumps and strips and steals, and and that was the difference in the game right there. The turnover differential of 18, you cannot overcome that with effort or scoring or shooting. You just cannot overcome a differential of 18 turnovers. So I guess I'm happy with the effort, happy with the rebounding, disappointed that we weren't able to take better care of the ball.
Kara Van Dyke, 14 points, 11 rebounds. The way the game started, it looked like it was going to be a good day for her because you took it right at the Hastings post players. You were able to get them in some foul trouble. You did some good things early in the ball game.
Yeah, I felt like we executed what we wanted to do, and we did get them in foul trouble, and we did get some easy baskets. We did get in transition a little bit against their pressure. But anytime we turn and we're tentative, bad things happen. And you saw the game, so we just can't afford to be tentative and on our heels, especially when we have the ball in the full court, because when we don't get a shot, we can't get an offensive rebound, we can't get to the free throw line, we can't set up our defense. And you always talk about, Mike, bad turnovers where it's a 1-on-0 layup for them and they just simply lay it in. That's the difference right there. We can't defend a 1-on-0 layup. We just can't defend that. And so they got strips and steals out where no turnover is a good turnover, but we probably had a half dozen or more of those really bad turnovers that 2 seconds later turned into layups. And that's the backbreaker for us.
For about 6 minutes in the first half, you were able to get the ball, the game into a more, I wouldn't call frantic pace, but it was a more up-tempo ball game than we've been seeing. That played to your favor, it seemed, in the first half.
Right, and we were able to do that, I thought, very well in the first half. And then they had a couple times where they broke and got layups. And we, being in the double bonus, we didn't think we could push the envelope anymore and give up any more layups. I was happy with how the first half ended, where we kind of hung tough and held it close, gave ourselves a chance. And then we fought pretty hard and got it to, I think we were even in the second half a couple times over, but they made a good run at us, and Swainer inside was a force, and Jamie Van Kirk hit a couple big shots too that just kept the distance, kept it at 13 or 15 or 14 there. They have some very good players.
Last day of classes was on Thursday. Now you head into exam week for the basketball team. How do you handle the next 3 or 4 days before you get into post first semester play when you go to New Ulm, Minnesota? How do you handle the next 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, we're gonna try to have 2 good, really good practices and take a day off. And they need to study, and they know they're very, very responsible academically, so they understand the importance of how important it is to study and do well in the exams, and the academics always come first for them. So, they'll do their job, and we'll just try to have 2 really good practices and go up to Martin Luther and try to play a really good game up there.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall to the Hastings College Broncos by a final of 88-67. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, and that's been the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with the men's game right after this.